Okay, the first thing is that if you're here today, I'm assuming you're convinced that the Bible is true.
所以今天呢，如果你来到这个地方，第一个事情呢，我觉得你认为这个圣经所说的是正确的。
And as individuals that are convinced that the Bible is true,
作为一个个人呢，我们已经确定啊，圣经所说的都是真实的。
Are you the sort of person that thinks in their mind?
那你自己是不是这样一种人呢？你在头脑里面会想
？Do you think I wish I knew how to tell other people about?
你是不是那样一种人呢？认为圣经是真实的，那也愿意呢跟别人去讲圣经的事情
？Are you an individual that sometimes gets opportunities?
你是不是有的时候会有一些机会？
But you're not sure what to say.
只是不知道怎么样跟别人说圣经的事。
Do you fit in that category?
你是不是这样的人
？If you're convinced that the Bible is true,
如果你认为坚信圣经是真实的，是真理。
And you're one of those that's not sure what to say when talking to other people.
同时呢，你又不太确定啊，怎么跟别人来分享圣经。
Then you're in the right congregation.
那这两个条件之后呢，你就是对了，你今天来对了。
Because that's what I want to talk about.
这就是呢，这样想要跟大家来分享的。
All right. The story I want to tell you takes you back to an earlier stage in my life.
这个故事呢，是我很早年的时候的一个事情。
When I was working with a missionary organization that worked exclusively with remote tribal people.
当时呢，我是跟一个宣教的机构，这个宣教的机构呢，特别的，是服侍那些遥远的一些地方的那些部落里面的人的。
Now, when it comes to explaining the Bible to remote tribal people,
但大家想啊，如果我们要去跟那些一些偏远地方的那些部落里面的人来分享圣经的话呢
，you run into some major hurdles.
那你肯定会遇到一些问题的，很严重的问题。
These people don't know how to read.
比如这些人呢，他不知道怎么读啊，不会读的。
They don't even understand the concept of being able to transfer something by paper.
他们呢也不知道啊，这个圣经里面的很多的概念啊，在写在纸上的一些概念词。
And all the content that you find within the Bible is entirely foreign to them.
那我们自己在圣经里面所看的这一切的内容啊，对于那些人来说啊，都是啊很陌生的。
So as I was traveling into these places,
那我呢去不同的地方去宣教的时候
，and as an example, I'll use Papua New Guinea where I lived for 10 years.
他呢在 ，sorry, what?
Papua New Guinea. Lived there for 10 years.
Papua New Guinea, 我不知道那个什么国家，大家可能知道，他到那个地方去宣教。
It's that big island right on top of Australia.
在这个澳大利亚上面的一个岛国。
Has 863 different language groups in it.
据说有800多种不同的语言啊，当地的土著的语言。
And has these many, many different tribal groups, very remote.
而这些不同的这些种群呢，这些部落呢，他们之间呢也没有什么联系。
In many of the locations, they've never seen outsiders.
外面的人呢，来到这个地方，从来呢都不了解这些人，也没有见过他们。
Some of the cases, they still wore grass skirts.
他们有的时候还穿着那种草的做的裙子衣服
very very limited exposure to the outside
对外在的人呢来说呢他们是很有限的不会显露在给 外面的人看的
and as we went into those people you couldn't just take the Bible
大家可以想象啊你去跟那些人去分享福音的时候你很难呢拿着一本圣经
you couldn't open it to John chapter 3 verse 16
我们呢可能呢就翻到约翰福音三章十六节
and say God so loved the world
然后跟他们说神爱世人
they had no idea who God was
那首先他们就没有一个概念神是谁呀
certainly not the God of the Bible
特别呢不是啊圣经所说的这个神
if you talked about Jesus who was he
如果你跟他说耶稣呢他不知道耶稣是谁
was he a man who lived down river a ways
他是不是啊一个离我们离他住的地方不远的地方一个人呢
And if you talked about Jesus being the Lamb of God, what was a lamb?
如果你说耶稣是神的羔羊啊，他说什么是羔羊呢
The only animal of any size in Papua New Guinea is a pig.
在那个国家里面唯一的动物是猪，没见过羊。
And so there were some major obstacles in communication.
所以在这种情况下来沟通啊，有一个很主要的很大的一个障碍。
The Bible is also a very big book.
而且圣经呢也是一个很大的一本书，内容很多。
Where in this book do you start teaching?
那你用这个圣经的哪一个部分跟他传福音呢？
It seemed like there was an insurmountable amount of hurdles to overcome.
那在这种情况下我们看呢有无穷无尽的这种困难啊阻碍在这个里面。
Now, my colleagues that I worked with a number of years ago,
那跟我一起啊共事多年的一些同事，
as they pondered this problem, where to start in the Bible,
他们在思考这个问题的时候，从圣经的什么地方开始来讲呢？
They came up with a solution that is actually found within the pages of the Bible.
那他们所找到的一个答案呢，正是在圣经里面。
This was not some sort of brilliance that they had.
这个主意啊，这个解决呢，不是我这些同事他们想出来的。
But rather, it's a method that we find right in the Bible itself.
而正是在圣经里面啊所有的。
And this morning, I want us to take a look at that method.
那我们今天早晨呢，就想看一看这种方法。
But before we get into the method, I want to talk first about the message.
那首先呢，我们在讲方法之前，先谈一下这个信息。
Because we need to be very clear in our mind what we're trying to communicate.
因为你自己要这个传达信息之前呢，自己要很清楚这个信息是什么。
There's a lot of information in this Bible.
在圣经里面，我们知道很多的内容。
And where are we to start when we're talking to someone who knows nothing about the Bible?
那我们从什么地方开始，怎么样跟那些从来不了解圣经的人说呢？
Now, the experience that we gained was developed amongst remote tribal people.
这个经验呢，也是啊，通过跟那些遥远的部落里面的人传福音的经验积累起来的。
People that know nothing about the Bible.
那些人他们对圣经一无所知。
But as you know, we do not need to travel to Papua New Guinea to find those sort of people.
但我们呢，当然我们不需要啊，到那样的地方，到那样一个小岛去发现那样的人。
Right here in Canada, we have many people who know nothing about the Bible.
那就在加拿大，在我们附近，在我们周围，有很多人，他们对圣经是一无所知的。
This week, I have been here in Ontario, videoing a story.
那这一周呢，我到安大略来啊，要拍一个电影，就是一个故事。
When I asked this man, before you were exposed to the Bible teaching that you find in this book,
那我问呢，有一个人呢，他呢在读圣经之前呢，看到这本书啊，他读了这本书。
I said, how much did you know about the Bible?
我问这个人，我说你对圣经了解多少？
Now this man is he's born here in Canada.
这个人呢是出生在加拿大的。
His family was originally from Great Britain.
他的家人祖先呢是从英国移民过来。
He was exposed to our Canadian culture growing up.
那他大家可以想，他成长这个环境呢是一个加拿大的文化背景。
But when he was asked how much did you know about the Bible?
但是当我问他你对圣经了解多少的时候，
his answer was one word.
他的回答呢是一个字，
zilch. Now, how are you going to translate that in Chinese?
零，什么也没有。
He knew nothing.
就是他什么也不知道。
He knew nothing about the Bible.
他对圣经就是一无所知。
And the truth of the matter is that right here in Canada,
那个现实的事情呢就是这样，即使在加拿大也是一样。
The vast majority of people know nothing about the Bible.
大部分的人，很大部分，绝大部分的人对圣经是一无所知。
A survey that was done 5 years ago,
五年前有一个调查，
showed that 78% of Canadians,
78%的加拿大人，
do not believe that God is a person or a being.
不相信神是一个个人，就是有人性的。
They believe that He's a force.
不相信他是有一个位格的，他只相信神呢是一种力量。
Like you would see portrayed in Star Wars.
好像是这个星际大战里面的那种情况。
So three quarters of Canadians,
有四分之三的加拿大人
can be safely said they do not understand the biblical concept of God.
我们看到有四分之三的人可以说是不了解这个圣经的。
We also have many other worldviews that have come into the country.
当然我们也看到在这个国家里面有很多其他的世界观。
That do not have a biblical basis.
那些其他各种各样的世界观呢也没有圣经的基础。
A religion such as Islam.
比如说伊斯兰教。
We also have those organizations like the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Mormons.
也有一些机构比如说耶和华见证人摩门教
And they have their interpretations of things.
他们呢对圣经可能有一个理解
How can we share the Bible with people like that?
那我们呢如果想跟这样的人呢来分享圣经的话我们应该怎么做呢
Where do we start?
我们从哪里开始
Well, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to take a look at the message.
那我要做的呢首先看一下我们要传达的这个信息
And I'm going to define four elements of the gospel.
我们要讲啊福音的四个元素
that we must have in mind when we're communicating the Bible's message.
那就是在我们传福音的时候啊，有四个方面的因素啊，我们必须在头脑里很清楚。
The first one is we need to have the idea of a holy God.
那首先第一个呢，我们要有一个概念呢，就是一个圣洁的神。
So we want to communicate just what God is like.
我们要传达的是神是什么样的。
We want them to understand that God is a being, He's a person.
我们要让向别人传达说神呢是有位格的，像我们一样是有一个主体的。
Many ways He's like us as humans, but He's much greater, much more powerful.
很大程度上呢，神是像我们这个人一样，但是他比我们人呢要更广大。
Now, as we go into the Bible,
我们在读圣经的时候
we find that one of the ways that God reveals Himself is through creation.
我们看到啊，神启示他自己的一个方式呢，是通过创造。
For example, Psalm 19 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God."
比如说诗篇的十九篇呢，就提到啊，诸天呢传扬神的荣耀。
The word glory has to do with His attributes or His being.
这个荣耀呢就是在描述神的一个属性
It's his character
是神的一种特性
So the heavens, the creation declares the character or the attributes of God
所以诗篇的这句话说诸天诉说来启示神的荣耀神的这个特点
Well, just how does it do that?
那神是怎么做的呢
Well, let's say we go outside on a night
比如说我们晚上啊出去到外面
And we look up into the heavens.
我们仰天，仰头看这个天上。
And we ponder for a moment in our mind.
那我们在心里面就思考。
And we say, now if there was someone that could create this,
如果有谁呢能够创造出这一切来
，What would this individual have to be like?
那这个创造者呀会是什么样呢？
Obviously, if someone could create this.Whole universe,
很显然，如果有人能够创造整个这个世界宇宙出来
，that individual has to be very powerful.
那这个创造的人呢，一定会很厉害。
Well, that's right. The Bible tells us that God is all powerful.
那是正确的，因为圣经啊也教导我们啊，神是全能的。
And so, just by looking at the creation, we can see that God would have to have incredible power.
所以呢，就仅仅通过这个看这个宇宙世界呢，我们就能够看到啊，神是蛮有力量的。
He would have to be a powerful being.
他是一个全能的主宰。
But then when you look at all the creation,
然后我们看整个这个创造的一切
，from the stars that are in the sky,
从天上的这些群星
，to the intricate flowers along the pathway.
去还到这个我们路过的那些看到路边的那些花朵
and you think about the immensity of what was made
我们来想这个是创造的一切这个数量何等的众多
and how intricate these things are
这些事情是何等的复杂
if somebody could make that they'd also have to have an incredible knowledge
如果有谁能够创造出这一切呢他肯定是相当的有知识
They would have to have an intellect that was immense.
他的这个智慧呢，应该是无限的。
Well, the Bible says that's right. God is not only all powerful, but He's also all knowing.
那圣经也是这样说，说神呢不仅仅是全能的，而且是全智的。
And if this God could not only create these things, He would have to be all powerful and all knowing.
如果神呢，他作为创造的主宰，他既有力量又有智慧的话。
But he would also have to be able to get into many different places to do it.
那他呢也应该呀、啊、有能力啊去不同的地方来实现这个创造。
Think of the size of the earth.
我们来想象这个地球啊有多大。
But more than that, think of the immensity of the universe.
那我们再想想这个宇宙有多大。
To have the power to place the stars where they are, why you'd have to be everywhere.
那如果你想在这样一个空间里面把星星啊、放在不同的地方，你要可以随意的去各个地方。
And that's right. The Bible says that God is not only all powerful and all knowing, but He's everywhere at the same time.
那圣经也是这样告诉我们，神不仅仅是 全能全智，而且呢，神是全在的，他无处不在。
And so just by looking at creation, we can begin to understand some things about this God and what He's like.
所以呢就是通过简单来观察我们周围的这个环境的呢可思考神的这些属性
Think this God also he made rules
我们在想这个神呢来创造出这些宇宙之间的物理定律啊这些规则
And these rules govern how the universe run
这些物理的定律啊来支配这个星球啊怎么运行的
There's the rule or the law that we call gravity
我们知道有万有引力定律
Now, we're sitting here in this church right now
我们坐在这个教会里面
we're quite comfortably experiencing the rule of gravity the law of gravity
那我们很舒适的来体会着这个万有引力定律
But let's say God reached over and he turned off the switch that controlled gravity
我们假设呢神呢如果有一个开关来控制这个万有引力定律给关了
What would happen then?
那会发生什么呢?
We would start floating up in there.
我们都开始要飘起来了。
We up here be getting tangled up in microphones and tables.
所有的一些麦克风啊、桌子啊都飘的到处都是。
You'd be bumping into each other and pushing each other away.
我们呢，大家飘来飘去啊，互相碰撞，互相的推来推去。
Bouncing off the ceiling.
脑袋都撞到棚上。
Okay. And that's what would happen if God turned off the gravity switch.
这就是呢如果神如果真的把这个万有引力定律的这个开关关的话会发生的情况
but then what would happen if he turned it back on
如果呢他把这个开关又关开开了又怎么办又怎么样呢
boom
一切就都落下来了
and we'd all be shouting and hollering and hurt
那我们呢都会被撞疼的可能从上面掉下来
might be some broken arms and legs
甚至可能胳膊都会撞到骨折了折了
What if God just kind of flicked the switch up and down a bit?
如果是神呢，一会儿关一会儿开，一会儿关一会儿开这个开关的话，这个世界会怎么样？
Wouldn't life be confusing if that's the way God was?
生活中的一切就都乱了套了。
But know what we see is we see that God faithfully maintains His rules.
但是我们所看到的呢，是神呢很信实的来保全这一切，让一切按照这个秩序来运行。
He's not fickle in how he does it.
他没有啊，就把这个开关开来关去的。
We can count on the universe running according to certain laws he put in place.
那我们生活在这个宇宙里面呢，是根据神所制定的这些律法、这些定律。
So he's a God of rules.
所以呢，神呢也是一个律法的神，一个。
He's a God of laws and he honors those laws that he's put in place.
他也把这些定律啊设置好了。
And we count on it. Matter of fact, those laws keep us safe.
这些规则啊这些定律呢来个保全我们很安全啊很安全的生活。
As long as we obey those laws, we don't have to worry about broken legs and broken necks.
如果我们呢按照这些遵循的这些规则来生活的话我们也不会呢出问题比如说骨折呀什么的
But if you try to defy one of those rules that he's put in place you can be hurt
但如果、啊、你要是跟这些律法呀定律对着干的话你可能就有麻烦
If you crawl up on the roof of this building
如果你爬到这个房顶上
you decide that you're going to defy the law of gravity and you jump off the building.
然后你就决定啊，在上面说我不在意这个万有引力定律，就从房上跳下来的话。
It doesn't matter how you feel about it. You might feel that you don't want to listen to the law of gravity.
啊，这个不在于你会怎么感觉，你不在于你会觉得我用不着万有引力定律了。
You may have decided you're in too important to listen to the law of gravity.
啊，你可能觉得我太重要了，我不需要听这个万有引力定律。
You may even say that you want a different law in place.
你觉得应该有另一个定律。
But I can assure you, if you jump off the roof of this building, you will experience the law of gravity.
但是啊，我能够告诉你，如果你从房上跳下来，肯定还是会经历这个万有引力定律的。
And you will be hurt.
你会伤到自己。
And so we see a principle in the universe that God has put in place that goes like this.
所以我们看到神在这个宇宙里面设定这些定律是很有秩序的。
If you break one of God's laws, it hurts.
如果你呢违反这些定律，违反这些律法的话，你会受到伤害。
And so that's something else that we can see by looking at God's creation.
还有很多的事情呢，我们通过这个观看神的这个创造的世界呢，能够领会。
He's a God of rules.
他是一个规则的神，有法律，有定律的神。
But we can also see by looking at creation that God is a caring God.
我们通过来看这个创造的世界呢，还能够看到神呢很关心这一切。
Think of all that good food he created.
我们来想啊，神为我们预备的那些很好的食物。
With its wonderful flavors.
那个食物啊，有的不同的滋味。
Yesterday, William took me out for some Sichuan food.
昨天呢，William 带他去啊吃一些四川的菜。
He knows that I like it hot and spicy.
我觉得他呢喜欢那个很辣的菜。
And I think I ate about 3/4 of the platter.
那这样呢就吃了大约有一小部分，三分之一可能。
It was delicious.
很好吃，很香。
And God created food with wonderful flavors.
神呢创造出这些食物，这些食物呢很好的滋味。
He created taste buds that can taste those flavors.
那他也呢给我们呢创造出这些味蕾，让我们能够品尝到这个滋味。
And looking at that plate, you could smell the aroma coming off it.
我们看到这个面前的这个盘子的时候呢，能够闻到，能够看到。
It smells so good.
那个闻起来呀，这么香啊。
Now the peppers made my eyes water.
这个胡椒呢，可能会让辣我的眼睛。
Oh, it smells so good. He not only created the aroma, but he also created the nose with the ability to smell.
神呢不仅创造出这个气味，而且呢让我那个鼻子有这个嗅觉，能够闻到。
And it was so colorful.
而且呢这个食物呢是很好看的，这个颜色啊非常好。
All these red peppers.
有红色的青椒，红色的辣椒。
Little bits of chicken roasted just perfectly.
有这个炖好的这个鸡肉。
All right, it was so colorful.
颜色呢也很美好。
God not only created that color, but He created the ability for the eye to see.
神不仅仅创造出这些美好的色彩，还创造出我们的眼睛来看。
Now, God didn't have to do it that way.
神呢实际上不需要这样做的。
He could have created all food to taste like liver.
那神可能啊把一切食物造的都跟这个肝的那种滋味，就是。我们吃那个肝的那个滋味一样的一个味道。
Now I like the flavor of liver.
那我喜欢，我个人喜欢那个肝脏。
But I wouldn't want all food to taste that way.
但如果所有的食物啊都是一个味道的话，我们就不喜欢了。
No, God created an endless variety.
那神呢创造出各种各样的滋味。
And God could have created all food to smell just one way.
那神呢也可以啊让一切的食物的这个气味啊就一种气味。
He could have made all food to smell like a skunk.
他可以啊，让这个所有的食物都像那个 skunk 那个黄鼠狼一样的气味。
But no, he created with wonderful aromas.
但是神没有那样，神所创造出那么好的气味，很好的各种各样的。
And God could have created all food to just be black and white.
神也可以把一些食物的颜色呢，只设定为黑色和白色。
But no, he gave it wonderful colors.
神没有那样给我们多彩的颜色。
And the Bible tells us that God did that Because he created it, this is what the scripture says, he created it for our enjoyment.
那圣经呢，就明确地告诉我们，神之所以这样创造呢，是为了让我们来享受的。
Now a God that does that is showing what we call loving care.
哦，神这样做呢，就是我们所说的，神是慈爱的，神是关心世人的。
So not only do we see that God is very powerful,
所以我们看到神不仅仅是全能的。
Not only do we see that God knows an awful lot,
也不仅仅神呢知道一切。
Not only do we see that God is everywhere present at the same time,
也不仅仅是全在的他在各个地方。
Not only do we see that God creates laws and faithfully maintains them,
我们也不仅仅看到神创造出宇宙间的一切的规律，而且来保持这些规律。
But we also see that God is a God who shows loving care.
我们更看到神呢，这样一位神呢，他是爱人的，关心人的。
And all that can be seen just by looking at creation and
planning. 所有的这一切的智慧知识呢，都是通过来观看这个创造的世界。
Now that tells us that we can learn some things about God and what He's like.
那我们呢，就通过观看这些创造的世界呢，就能够认识这个圣洁的神的一些属性。
But do you notice up here it says that He's a holy God?
但我们这里面呢，注意到啊，这个形容词是圣洁的神，神圣的神。
There's some things that we can't learn about God by looking at creation.
那有一些事情呢，是我们学习不到的，是通过我们来简单的观看这个世界所学不到的。
And that's why God gave us the Bible.
这就是为什么神又给了我们这样一个圣经。
He's also revealed things to us within His written word that we couldn't understand through creation.
神呢，不仅仅通过创造的一切，也通过他写下来的一个话语，圣经呢，来启示他自己。
And this is what makes Him holy.
这个呢，使这个神呢，是圣洁的。
See, the word holy means to be separated from something.
圣洁这个词，神圣这个词呢，它的本意呢，是分开。把一些事情分开分离。
It means to be in a category all your own.
也就是说啊，这个神呢是自己的一个类别，唯有他自己，跟一切其他的都分开了。
It has the idea of being unique or one of a kind.
是独特的，唯一的。
And see, that's what God is. He's a unique, one of a kind God.
那这就是神的一个属性，他是独一的，他是唯一的，跟一切都不一样的。
He's a holy God.
他是一个圣洁的、神圣的一个主体。
He gave us a very unique, one-of-a-kind book called the Holy Bible.
他也给我们唯一的一部非常独特的书就是圣经。
And so one of the things that we want to make sure is clear in a person's mind is they understand that God is a holy God.
那我们跟别人传福音的时候头脑里很清楚要传达的一个信息，就是我们要传达的是一个圣洁的神。
That's the starting point.
这个呢是一个起点。
It's no use going on and talking about Jesus if they don't have a biblical God in their mind.
如果他对方啊在头脑里没有一个神的概念的话，我们单纯的跟他讲耶稣啊是不够的。
They have to have that clear.
他对方呢一定首先要接受这个神的概念。
I remember here a few years ago.
我记得几年以前。
I flew into the city of Dallas.
我飞到这个达拉斯。
And the taxi driver who picked me up, he was from Laos.
这个出租车司机呢，就是给我开车这个出租车司机，他是从另一个城市叫 Laos.
And so I asked him, I said, "How far is the hotel where you're taking me?"
我就问这个司机说，到我的这个 hotel 就是酒店有多远？
I said, he said it was 15 minutes away.
他说呢，大约十五分钟的时间吧，开车。
So I knew I had 15 minutes if I was going to talk about the Bible.
那我就知道我有十五分钟的时间可以跟他谈一谈圣经。
So where should I start?
那我应该从何说起呢？
What should I do?
我该做什么呢？
The Bible's a big book.
圣经太大了。
I started with a holy God.
那我就是从这个圣洁的神来跟他说起。
I said, I see that you're a taxi driver.
我跟他说，我看你是一个开出租车的。
Have you been doing that for many years? He said, Yes, I have.
你这个开出租车很多年了吗？他说是的，很多年了。
I said I write books.
我说我写一些书。
I said I've written a book about the Bible. Do you know much about the Bible?
我呢写了很多的书，有一个书呢是关于圣经的。你了不了解圣经啊？
He says, well, I do know some.
他回答说呢，我了解一点。
I says, what does the Bible talk about? Who does it talk about?
我就问他，圣经啊是关于谁的？是说谁的？
And he says, well, the Bible talks about God.
那回答说是关于神的吗？是说神的。
Now, this gentleman, as I talked to him, I found out he was from the Hmong tribe there in Laos. From the Hmong tribe? Hmong?
有一个人呢，是从这个蒙的一个部落里面来的一个人呢。
And I realized that probably his original background was animistic.
他可能就是他的这个背景呢，是一个
an animistic? Believe in spirits and...
就是这种我们汉语应该怎么说呢，就是很迷信的，很多的灵的那种背景里面出来的。
And so I wanted to make sure that he had a biblical concept of God in his mind.
那我了解他的背景以后呢，我就想给他整理一下，让他明白圣经里面所教导的神是什么。
So I asked him, I said, well, what do you understand the Bible says God is like?
我就问他，圣经里面说神是光是什么意思呢？
And he began to describe to me what God was like according to the Bible.
那他呢就引用圣经来回答我。
And he gave a very good explanation of what God was like, his character.
那他呢就回答我啊，圣经里面所说的这个神的特点是什么。
And I asked him, I says, well, where did you learn all that?
我就问他，你从哪儿学来的这些知识。
And he says, well, you see, I'm a taxi driver, I have a lot of time on my hands.
你看我是开出租车的，我有很多的时间。
And he says, I sit here in the car waiting for somebody to come along.
我有的时候呢坐在车里啊，等这个等人来打出租车呢。
And he says, I listen to the radio station.
我就听这个收音机。
And he says, we have all sorts of programs on the radios of people speaking about God.
那有很多的频道呢会谈到这个神。
And he says, I've been listening to them for years. And so he says, I've learned what the Bible says about what God
says. 那我好多年了，经常听这些收音机的不同的广播，所以我学到了。
So I said to my man, ah, good.
我就觉得很好。
The first point is in place.
第一点呢，他已经有了，他已经明白了。
I now can go on to the second point.
那我现在呢，就不需要跟他在第一点上多说，可以说第二点。
But you must make sure that first point is in place.
但是我们必须呢，在跟人谈的时候呢，首先把第一点呢讲清楚。
Because without understanding the character of God,
因为如果不了解这个神的特点特性的话。
Second point doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
那接下来往下面去讲第二点呢就没有意义了。
Now, let me just conclude this point on God before we go on to the second point.
我们再总结一下这个第一点。
There's one aspect that you want to bring out about God's holiness.
就有一点呢是关于神的这个圣洁的。
You want to bring out that God is entirely perfect.
我们在跟人传福音的时候讲圣经的时候要说清楚这个神的圣洁的属性。
And it's very important to ask an individual nowadays.
现在呢，在当今的这个环境里面，跟别人谈的时候
，even if they express their concept of a biblical God，
很容易他们呢可能会呀说自己理解一个圣经里面所说的神的概念。
You need to make sure that they understand that God is a perfect God.
但是我们要让对方呢明白更深一点，就是神呢是一个完美的神。
Now he has many perfections.
神呢他的完美是方方面面的。
But what you want to make sure is they understand that he is without sin.
我们要让人清楚神是没有罪的。
Yeah. So that's the first point.
所以这是第一点我们要传达的信息。
The second point.
那第二个呢？
The second point that you want to communicate is that we as mankind are helpless sinners.
第二个我们要传递的信息呢，就是我们自己是一个无助的罪人。
And that's important for a person to have clear in their mind, or the Bible won't make sense.
这个呢是非常重要的，对一个头脑很聪明的人来说啊，他们可能会觉得圣经没有意义。
Now most people will agree with you that they're a sinner.
而很多人呢可能会同意你所说的，说我们是罪人。
But they will not agree with you that they're a helpless sinner.
但呢，人们大部分都不相信是无助的，没有帮助的一个罪人。
And so there are some things that I want to talk about here in regards to this that actually fit into this book.
我想跟大家说的呢，有一些呢是跟这本书相配合的。
You can actually see them coming right out as you read the pages of this book.
也这个书里面有的谈到了。
But I'm going to use some visual aids to help us understand what we mean by helpless sinner.
那我们呢就举一些例子，用一些实际的可看呢、可摸的一些东西呢来。说明一下什么叫做无助，什么要叫做无助。
First of all, remember we said that God is a God that created rules.
我们前面说啊，神创造了一切的自然的规律。
These rules not only govern the physical side of our life.
那这些规则呢，不仅仅呢是主宰着物质世界。
Like gravity governs the physical side of our life.
比如说万有引力定律呢，来决定我们这些物体。
But God has placed in rules that govern the spiritual side of our life.
那神呢，同样创造出一些律法来主宰人的心理啊，灵魂的。
And some of those rules that He's revealed to us,
有一些他的启示给我们的这些规则呢，规律呢
，were placed on stone tablets called the Ten Commandments.
是被写在一个石板上，就是十诫。
So here's my Ten Commandments here this morning.
大家看到这有一个十诫的一个样板。
So God had them written down on stone.
神呢亲手写在这个石板上。
And the idea is nobody could come along and kind of change them a little bit.
这个写在石板上的一个意思呢，就是没有人呢能够把它给改了。
Because we would like to try to change God's laws.
因为人呢总想去改变神的律法。
Remember, that's not a smart thing to do.
但大家记得，这个不是很聪明的想法。
You may not agree with the law of gravity.
你可能不同意这个万有引力定律。
You might even want to change it a little bit.
你可能想改变它。
But it's not a smart thing to do.
但你要去改变它，不是很聪明的。
Because if you break one of God's laws, you get.
如果你去违反神的这些规律律法的话
，you get hurt.
你就会受到伤害的。
And that also applies to His spiritual laws.
这同样的适用于这些属灵的律法。
Now the Bible basically defines sin.
那圣经里面定义罪这个概念
as someone who is a law breaker.
来定义罪呢，是说这个人呢是违反了律法。
He's broken God's laws.
违反了神的律法。
And because God is entirely perfect.
因为神呢是完全的、纯粹的、这个完美的。
He has a very difficult time with anyone who breaks his laws.
那如果有谁呢想要违反他的律法的话
The Bible says that a lawbreaker to God is like a stench to him. It's an awful smell to him.
圣经里面说呢如果有谁来违背这个圣洁的神的律法呀，就好像他是一个很可恶和很令人憎恶的东西。
A sinner is, you might want to say, obnoxious to him.
这个罪人呢，要受到神的这种惩罚的。
Now, how does that work?
那我们要怎么样来传递这个第二点的信息？
Let me tell you a story.
我给大家讲一个故事。
Years ago, when we were living in Papua New Guinea.
那很多年以前呢，就生活在就是前面他说的那个宣教的地方。
Our house was up on stilts.
他的房子呢简单画一个这个他们住的这地方那个房子是一个山坡上
So we're up in the house was up on stilts like this
一个斜的山坡上盖了一个房子
And one night in the middle of the night
有一天晚上午夜的时候
I woke up to a terrible smell
我醒过来闻到一个很可怕的一种味道很刺鼻的味道
And I knew what had happened.
我知道有什么发生了。
I knew a rat had crawled underneath our house and had died.
我知道有一个老鼠跑到我们这个房子下面死了。
So he was under that part of the house.
啊，所以我们要把它弄出来。
So I lay in bed there, sort of half awake, half asleep.
所以我在躺在床上啊，半睡半醒的。
And I pulled the pillow over my head, tried to go back to sleep.
把这个枕头放在脑袋上，就是不闻的那个味道啊，想。
But there's this terrible stench coming up through the floor.
但是这个非常难闻的这种臭味啊，就起出来。
And finally, I told my wife, I said, I'm going to move into another room.
那我最后呢，就跟太太说，我要到另一个房间去。
And so we moved to another part of the house, and we slept in a different part of the house that night.
我们就在这整个房子里面的另一个房间里面。
Now, the next morning.
第二天早上。
My son woke up and he came down to the main floor of the house.
我们的孩子儿子起来啊，到这个房子的那个第一层的地板上。
And he said, "Son, Dad, we gotta get rid of that rat."
他跟我说，爸爸，我们应该把那个老鼠弄走。
And I said, "Well, I've been looking for it. I was shining the flashlight underneath the house."
我就告诉我儿子，我说我试着去做，我拿这个电筒照一照啊。
It's just a narrow space about that deep.
那个地方呢，空间很小。
But I said, I can't see it.
但是几乎看不见里面，你拿这个手电照的时候。
So he went out in the jungle and he cut down a piece of bamboo.
那我儿子呢，就跑到外面到那个丛林里面砍那个竹子。
And the bamboo had kind of a dried into a long hook like this.
把这个竹子啊，弯成这个像一个钩子的形状。
And what he did is he stuck that.A piece of bamboo underneath the house, and he began to hook it at what looked like might be a rat.
那他呢，我儿子啊，就把这个竹子呢伸进去，然后呢就划了一下，看一看能不能把它弄到这个老鼠，死老鼠。
And eventually, he was able to hook the rat and bring it out close to the edge of the house.
那最后呢，他呢，碰到了这个老鼠啊，把它，弄了过来。
Now, he didn't want to pick it up.
但是我儿子不愿意把它捡起来。
So he got a bag and he put it over his hand like this.
那我儿子呢就拿一个塑料袋把手放里面，像这样一样。
And then he reached way in underneath the house.
然后呢，他就把手伸进去，这个。哟。
And he jerked out this rat.
就从里面呢掏出了这样一个死老鼠。
It's crawling with maggots.
里面呢，这都烂了。
Now when he pulled it out from underneath the house,
当他把这个老鼠抓出来的时候呢
，he didn't go, "Oh, this is so nice."
我儿子没有说，哦，这个真好啊，我们把它抱在怀里看一看。
No,
欣赏，他是捏着鼻子。
You know, he held it away and he went running across the door.
赶紧的跑到外面，给他扔得远远的。
And he flew it.Out into the jungle.
扔到那个丛林里面去。
He cast the rotten rat out of his presence.
他把这个腐烂的这个老鼠死老鼠啊扔得远远的。
Now the Bible says that when mankind sinned against a holy God.
圣经里面说啊，如人犯罪得罪神的时候。
When he broke God's rules.
当这个罪人犯罪呀、啊，违反神的律法的时候
，It was like he became like a rotten rat.
那这个罪人呢，就像这样一只腐烂的死老鼠一样。
Because a perfect God could not be in the presence of a sinful man.
那因为一个完美的神跟一个罪人呢是不相容的。
And so there was a separation that occurred.
所以呢有一个分离，分开。
Just as the rat was cast out of the presence of Andrew, my son.
正像我这儿子安卓把这个老鼠啊扔走了一样。
So the Bible says mankind was removed from the presence of a perfect God.
所以圣经说呢，人呢在神的面前呢离开神的面。
And this is why God seems distant from us.
这就是啊，我们看的好像神与我们很遥远一样。
We're separated by a huge gulf caused by sin.
那我们跟神的分离啊，有一个不可逾越的鸿沟，叫做罪。
And the Bible calls that separation death.
圣经呢，就要把这个称为是死这个鸿沟。
Now the word death is a very good word.
死这个词呢，有一个很好的一个词。
Because the Bible says that when we were separated from God,
圣经告诉我们，当我们跟神分开的时候，
death took over the universe.
那死呢，就掌管了世界。
Our bodies die physically.
我们的身体呢，从肉体上死了。
But that physical death is just a visual aid to help us understand a greater death called a spiritual death.
但我们肉体的死亡啊，仅仅是一个可见的一个形象，来教导我们理解一种属灵的死亡。
See, when we die physically, our spirit, the real us, goes away somewhere.
我们死的时候，这个尸体的身体呢，尸解了，但是我们的灵魂呢，还在某个地方。
And the physical body is left behind. There's a separation.
所以死呢，是灵魂和身体的分离。
And there's not only just a separation of the body from the spirit.
但死亡呢，也不仅仅是灵魂和身体肉体的分开。
But the spirit is separated from family and friends that are left behind.
还有呢，我们的灵魂跟家人跟朋友们也分开了。
And it's an immense gulf that's created by death.
分开呢，就产生了一个巨大的鸿沟。
And for those that are left behind, we hurt inside, we grieve.
对于那些留下来的人，还活着的人呢，我们感到很悲痛。
There's a terrible sense of separation.
那种感觉啊，我们能感觉到跟这个亲人分开的感觉。
And physical death, as terrible as it is not as bad as spiritual death.
肉体的死亡是这样的，但肉体的死亡还没有这种属灵的死亡更严重。
Because the Bible says that when we were separated from God, which is a spiritual death.
那圣经告诉我们，我们的与神分开呢，是属灵的这种分离，属灵的死亡。
It was a result that we had broken His laws.
它是我们违反神律法的结果。
And whenever you break God's laws, you will hurt.
我们每当来违反神律法的时候，我们就会伤害自己。
And that Bible says that spiritual death leads to something that the Bible calls a second death.
这个属灵的分开呢，圣灵还说导致另一个第二次的死亡。
The Bible is very clear that the second death is a forever existence in a lake of fire.
圣经里面最后啊，很清楚的说，第二次的死亡。是永恒的，在火湖里面的一个词。
We sometimes call it hell.
我们呢就把它称为是地狱。
But that's the consequence of breaking God's laws of being separated from a perfect God.
那这个呢是我们犯罪得罪神、冒犯神的最严重的后果。
And so we find ourselves in a terrible dilemma.
所以我们看到我们自己啊，在一个这样一种境地里面。
Because we are sinners, every one of us are a law breaker.
我们每个人呢都是没有无助的一个罪人，我们每个人都犯了罪了。
We have all broken His laws, every one of us.
我们每一个人都违反了神的律法。
But people say, well, John, I may not be perfect.
那人呢可能会说John, 我们可能是不是完美的。
But I'm a pretty good person.
但我觉得我还是挺好的一个人呢。
And so they have this idea.
所以有这样一种概念。
They come up with the idea of a weigh scale.
那人呢，就回答我们的时候呢，就会想起这个天平的这个概念。
And it's kind of like, you know, I have the possibility that when I die or something like that, that all my bad stuff in life,
这个意思呢，好像啊，某一个人要死的时候呢，他把自己啊一辈子里面不好的这些方面呢，放到那边，放到第一个碗里面。
This represents all, you know, all of it, you know, the sin.
代表我的一生犯的这个罪啊，不好的事情。
All the things that were not good in my life, they'll be put on one side of the weigh scale.
我的这个一生里面一切不好的阴暗的侧面。
But you see, I have also lived a very good life. I've done many good things, and that's like gold nuggets.
但是我的这一辈子也做了一些好事啊，比如像那个 nuggets， 好像这样一个挺好的东西。
These things, oh, I remember when I did that one.
我看到。
That was a very good thing I did.
我做了一件非常好的事情。
Well, the idea is that I did all these good things, and if I did good things, my good will outweigh my bad.
也就是说，我还是做了很多的好事。那我的这些好事呢，跟我的这些坏事呢，来衡量平衡。
But I did a lot of good things. Yes, I'm a sinner. I'm not perfect, but I'm better than other people. I did a lot of good things.
我想的时候，我想到自己做了很多事。也许我不是那么好，但是比很多人都强多了。
And there's the hope that when I die,
那有一种盼望呢，就是说在我死的时候。
There's the hope that when I die, I will have done enough.
在我死的时候，我就期望啊，在我死之前呢，我能够做足够的好事。
I'll have done enough good things.
来做足够的好事，来平衡那些坏事。甚至最后呢，这些好事比坏事还多。
I'll have done enough good things that my good will outweigh my bad.
那我做的这一切的好事，比我做的这些坏事更多，更有分量。
And so there's this idea that, you know, if I have good karma, or, you know, I did good works, or, you know, I was religious, my good stuff will outweigh my sin.
就是我做了很多的好事，我在属灵上、道德上都很好，我做的这一切善行比我那些不好的事情啊多。
Have any of you heard this idea before?
大家有没有听过这样的想法？
So have you heard this? How common is this idea? Is it very common?
这种想法是不是很普通
Too common. You said that in pure English. Understood that.
很常见啊
Very, very common idea, isn't it?
非常常见的一种想法
But remember we said that God is a perfect God?
但我们要记得第一点里面我们说到神是一个完美的神
How does this fit in with his thinking?
我们把这样的一个想法拿到神的面前神会怎么觉得神怎么想
Did you know there's not a courtroom in the entire world that works this way?
你觉得在这个世界里面会不会有这样一个法庭是以这样的一种方式来运作的
Doesn't work this way in the courtroom.
在神的这个法庭里面不是这样来的
And this is why.
我告诉你为什么
Let's say I was caught stealing a TV.
假设啊，我被别人抓住，我偷了一个电视，被别人抓住了。
And I was taken before the judge in the courtroom.
那我被带到这个法官的面前，在法庭里面。
And the judge, he looks down me, he's got his black robe on.
那这个法官呢，穿着这个黑色的袍子看我。
He's got his gavel in his hand.
手里拿着权柄。
He looks down at me, said, John.
他看着我说 ，John。
Did you steal this TV?
他说你有没有偷这个电视
And I said, yes, I did.
他说是的我偷了
I'm guilty of stealing that TV.
我的确偷这个电视有罪
So the judge raises his gavel.
这个法官呢
He's going to declare a sentence on me.
举起这个小锤啊他要给我宣判
And I stop him and say, oh, judge, stop, stop.
那我就跟你说哦法官停下等等等等
Now watch carefully.
大家仔细看啊
I say, Judge, I know it was wrong for me to steal that TV.
我就跟那个法官说，我知道啊，我偷这个电视呢是错的，是有罪的。
But Judge, think of all the TVs I didn't steal.
但是法官，你想一想，我做了那么多好事呢
？There's all sorts of TVs I wanted to steal and I didn't steal them.
有很多好的电视，我想偷，我从来没有偷啊。
So my good should outweigh my bad.
那因为我的这些好事应该比我的坏事更有分量
And you can't pronounce a judgment upon me
所以你不应该给我宣判定我有罪
It'd be like saying Judge I only murdered one man That was bad
如果你说法官呢我就杀了一个人这个是不好
But think of all the people I didn't murder
但你想想我那么多人都没杀呀我没有杀其他的人呢
Therefore you should let me go
所以你应该宣判我无罪
Is that the way courtrooms work?
这是不是法庭里面的一个运作方式呢
You don't find this on any courtroom on earth that works this way.
所以我们在地上啊，从来没有见过这样的法庭的。
But as it was stated, this is far too common the way people think.
但是像大家所说的，这样的一种思想、一种概念呢，在日常生活里面，很多人都很常见。
God, the God of the Bible, is not a weigh scale God.
我们所说的这个圣经里面的神呢，不是这样的，不是这样一种来衡量你好事坏事的一个神。
This does not fit into his thinking.
这个跟神的这个观念是不一样的。
Well, we think we're pretty good that we did a lot of good things.
我们总是觉得我们挺好了，做了很多的好事了。
We'll say, yeah, you know.
对呀、
啊。I may be a sinner, but I'm not too bad of one.
可能我是一个罪人，但是我不是一个很坏的。你看我是白的。
You know, I'm nice.
你看我也很可爱。
I come with cleaning instructions.
而且还带着这个怎么清洗的一个条。
And we like the sin, we cuddle up to it.
我很喜欢这个。
You know, that's our thinking. We may say, I'm just a little sinner.
那我们可能说，我就是一个很小的一个小罪人。
That's our way of looking at. That's our viewpoint.
这是人的一个观念，人的看法。
And the purpose of the Ten Commandments was to help us see things the way God sees it.
那十诫啊。他是要帮助我们来看神是怎么看待我们这个罪的。
This may be our idea of being a sinner.
这个呢，小老鼠呢，可能是我们的概念，做一个罪人的一个概念。
But God says, listen, this is the way I view it.
那神呢，说不是这样的，你听看我。这个是啊，罪人的概念。
This is God's viewpoint.
这个才是啊，神眼里面我们这些罪人的概念。
This is our viewpoint.
而那个小的呢，是人的观念。
So what we need to do is we need to make sure that the one that we're teaching the gospel to.
所以我们要注意啊，在传福音的时候，要让对方明白这样的事情。
Understands that they cannot be good enough for God.
让对方明白他不能够足够的好让神接受他。他没有足够的好的。
It's like having a rope with 10 knots.
好像啊，我们这个绳子系上十个结。
Each one of these knots represents one of the Ten Commandments.
每一个结呢，代表这个十诫中的一诫。
How many of these knots do you have to cut before the rope is broken?
你需要去剪断几个这个结，使这个绳子断呢
？Just one.
就剪断一刀就可以剪断了。
The Bible says if you keep the whole law, but you break just one, then you're a sinner.
圣经告诉我们，如果你啊守了律法，只违反了一个律法，那你是违反了整个的全律法的。
It tells us that we have a sin problem.
告诉我们有一个罪的问题。
And we may live very good lives.
我们的生活呢可能很美好。
But we're not as perfect as God.
但我们跟神所要求的那个完美的境界差得远。
And unless we are absolutely perfect, we cannot live with God.
除非我们是绝对完美的，否则我们不能跟神在一起。
That separation called death is still there.
那人罪人和神之间的这个分离就称为死了，还在那个地方。
And that's the idea, spiritual death, separation from God.
这个呢就是属灵上的死亡的这个概念。
And the Bible says that separation will go on forever and ever in the lake of fire.
圣经里面告诉我们警示我们这个分离啊在地狱里面是永恒的。
So not only are we a sinner, but the Bible clearly says we're a helpless sinner.
所以我们不仅仅是罪人，是一个毫无帮助的、毫无盼望的罪人。
We have a problem, that we can't take care of.
我们自己有一个问题，解决不了的问题。
So what's the solution?
那么我们看到问题以后解决这个是什么呢怎么解决呢
Well, as I drove that 15 minutes from the Dallas airport to the hotel,
那大家前面跟大家说啊我跟这个出租车司机啊从达拉斯的机场到酒店的路上
with that Laotian taxi driver,
跟这个 Laotian 的这个开车的司机呢
I wanted to know how he viewed himself.
我想知道他自己对自己是一个什么看法
He certainly had a clear understanding of the character of God.
他呢很明显呢很对神有一个很清楚的概念。
But did he understand his place before God?
但他是不是理解自己在神面前是一个什么状况
？So I asked him.
所以我就问他。
I says, "Well, you have explained very clearly what the Bible says God is like."
你解释了圣经里面呢对神的这个描述。
I says, "How does God view us? What does He think of us?"
那你觉得神怎么样看我们呢
Well, he says, well, God loves us, but he says there's also some issues there.
他回答说，神呢，爱我们，但是还是有些问题。
I said, well, what sort of issues?
什么问题啊，我问他。
He says, well, we're sinners.
然后他回答说，我们是罪人。
And I says, well, so what's the problem with that?
然后我就问他，罪人又怎么样？
Oh, he says, well, God doesn't like sin, so he won't have anything to do with it, and that affects us.
他回答说，神不喜欢罪，他不喜欢我们犯罪。
And I says, in what way does it affect us? And he says, well,
我问他，那我们犯罪有什么结果呢？他说，
he says, well, when we die, we're going to be going to the big fire.
他说，我们犯罪啊，有这个后果是我们死了的时候会去火湖的，地狱的。
And I says, well, certainly I can do some good things in my life, and if my good outweighs my bad, God wouldn't do that.
那我就跟他说，我说我们可以做些好事啊，我们就做了足够的好事，就可以跟神讲条件呢。
And he says, well, no, it's not like that. You got to be perfect if you're going to live with God.
那这个人就回答我说，不是这样的，你必须得是完美才可以上天堂的。
And I went, ah.
我这个时候呢，
the second point is in place in his mind.
我发现啊，第二点呢，他也很清楚，在他头脑里面。
I understood that he was clear that he was a helpless sinner.
那我就清楚啊，他这个司机啊，他很清楚自己是一个没有盼望的一个罪人。
Not only did he understand that there was a holy God,
他不仅仅理解神是神圣的、圣洁的
，revealed to us in the Bible，
就是在圣经里面所启示出来给我们。
But he also understood that the Bible revealed that we were helpless sinners.
他也看到圣经里面启示出我们是一个没有盼望、没有帮助的罪人。
So I asked him.
那我问他。
So has God just kind of left us in this predicament?
我问他，那神就把这个罪的问题留下来吗？
Does this mean that we're going to go to the lake of fire when we die and?
这是不是说我们就都要下地狱了，都下到那个火湖里面？
And he says, no, no. He says, actually, if I understand the Bible right, there is a solution.
他说不是的，如果我对圣经的理解是正确的话呢，圣经里面有一个解决的方案。
And I says, well, what's the solution?
我就问他这个解决的方案是什么呢？
And that leads us to the third point.
那就呢，我们来看第三个信息。
The solution is found in a sufficient substitute.
那这个问题的解决呢，就是我们要传达这个福音信息的第三点内容，我们呢叫做足够的一个替代。
Now, what do we mean by that?
这个足够的替代啊，是一个什么意思呢？
Well, the Bible tells us that God revealed himself to mankind through his word.
那圣经呢，告诉我们神把他自己通过圣经启示给我们。
And what it was, he chose out of all the nations of the earth,
神呢，拣选世界上所有的这些万国，
one very small nation,
他呢，在万国当中拣选一个很小的一个民族。
They were not really even a nation at all,
我们跟很多国家比起来，他简直算不上一个国家。
They were a group of slaves,
他们呢是一些奴隶。
Group of slaves in a country called Egypt.
在一个奴隶制的国家埃及。
And this story goes back 4,000 years ago.
这个故事呢是4000年以前的。
And God chose those people to be his spokesman.
那神呢拣选呢这些人呢作为他的发言人。
They're the ones that recorded his words in print for us.
就是在圣经里面所记述的。
But he also used them like a visual aid to help us understand some things about himself.
但神呢，同时也用一些有形的一些可见的一些东西来帮助我们理解。
As slaves in Egypt, they were helpless.
作为这些奴隶啊，他们在埃及啊被人统治啊是无助的，很无助的。
They couldn't deliver themselves from slavery.
他们自己也没有办法来解放自己的。
The Egyptians were far too powerful.
因为当时啊，埃及人是很强盛的。
And so they were in a terrible predicament.
那这些奴隶啊的境况呢，很可悲，很可怜的。
But God had His spokesman. His name was Moses.
那神呢，有一个替他说话的人，就是摩西。
And he told Moses to tell the. By the way, that group of slaves were called Israel. They were the Israelites.
当然我们知道这些奴隶呢是以色列人。
And Moses was an Israelite.
那摩西呢是以色列人当中的一个人。
God told Moses to tell the king of Egypt, Pharaoh.
那神让摩西去告诉埃及的王法老。
That he was to let all these slaves go free.
让法老呢，让所有这些以色列人呢离开那里啊，让他们独立自由。
Well, of course, Pharaoh said no.
当然呢，法老肯定会不干的。
He says, I don't even know who this God is.
法老说，我甚至不知道你说的这个神是谁。
And so he refused to let him go.
所以法老不让以色列人走。
And so God said to Moses,
神跟摩西说
，You tell the king of Egypt.
你告诉这个法老。
That if you do not let the Israelite slaves go free,
你如果不让我的这些百姓走的话
I'm going to bring judgments by plagues on Egypt.
那我就要来审判惩罚这个埃及，用这些各个灾祸来惩罚埃及。
Now the Egyptians worshipped many, many gods.
埃及人当时啊，他们敬拜很多的假神。
One of the gods they worshipped was the Nile River.
有一个神呢，就是尼罗河的神。
And the Nile, one of the gods that they associated, is, her name was Hapi.
还有跟他相关的另一个神叫 Hapi.
And the first plague that God brought upon Egypt was that the Nile River turned to blood.
那我们知道圣经里面的就是第一个灾祸呢，就是神让摩西把这个尼罗河的水变成红色的血。
And so the true God showed himself far more powerful than the false God.
是通过这些灾呢来显明这个真神耶和华神呢是远比那些假神强大的多的。
But the king of Egypt, he would not let the Israelite slaves go.
但埃及的王法老不愿意让以色列人走。
And so the Egyptians worshipped the frog god.
埃及人呢还去敬拜那些青蛙的神。
His name was Hekat.
名字叫 Hekat.
And so God says, okay, you want to worship a frog? Here's a bunch of frogs. And there was a plague of frogs.
那神说你们愿意敬拜那些青蛙呢就通过摩西啊给他们降那个青蛙的灾。
And there was actually 10 plagues that God had to bring upon the Egyptians before they would release the Israelites.
我们也知道圣经里面他说有10个灾祸临到埃及。
The Nile turned to blood.
这个尼罗河水变成血。
There was a plague of frogs.
有这个青蛙的灾。
There was a plague of lice.
这些牲畜死的灾。
There was a plague of flies.
有这个苍蝇的灾。
The fifth plague was the cattle all strangled and died.
前面说那个不是，第五个是这个牲畜死的灾啊。
The sixth plague was boils on the skin.
还有第六个呢是这个生疮的灾。
The seventh plague was hailstones from the sky.
第七个呢就是下火的硫磺啊，天上下的。
The eighth plague was locusts. They came and ate what the hail had destroyed.
第八个呢是蝗虫把一切都吃了。
The ninth plague struck at the Egyptian god Ra.
第九灾呢是来击打埃及的神 Ra.
Ra was the sun god.
这个 Ra 呢是儿子的神，是太阳神的。Sorry.
The ninth plague was total darkness.
也就是第九个神呢是完全的黑暗，遍地黑暗。
But it's the tenth plague that we want to look at that was important.
但是第十个灾呢是最重要的。
Because God told the king of Egypt.
神通过摩西告诉法老
If you do not release the Israelite slaves,
如果你不让我的百姓走
The firstborn child in every family is going to die.
所有埃及头生的孩子儿子啊都会死的
Now the only way to prevent this was to follow God's instructions.
唯一的方式来防止这个事情发生呢是摩西神告诉摩西一种方法。
How many of you are firstborn children in this home, in your home?
大家在座的有多少是头生的
All right. You would have listened to these instructions very carefully.
大家要好好细心的来听神是怎么告诉摩西的。
God told the Israelites, take a lamb.
神呢告诉以色列人准备一个羔羊。
Had to be a perfect lamb.
啊，要一个很完美的羔羊。
Can you see a lamb?
大家看没看到？这是一个羊羔。
It's small, but we're in Canada. It's cold. They don't grow very big here.
这个可能是因为加拿大太冷了，长不大。
Okay, you should take a lamb.
啊，准备一个羔羊。
It had to be a male lamb.
而且要是一个公的羊，公羊。
It could not have anything wrong with it. It had to be perfect. It had to be without blemish.
啊，这个羊呢，必须是完美的，没有瑕疵的。
He's then to kill that lamb on the fourth day.
然后呢，第四十四天呢，要杀这个羊。
He was to kill it by shedding its blood.
预备羊之后的四天要杀这个羊，这个羊呢有血流出来。
It wasn't hit over the head with a stick.
不是啊，把它的头打坏。
No, it had to be shed its blood.
要流它的血的。
And then its blood was put on the doorposts and the lintel to the house.
然后这个羔羊的血呢，要抹在这个门框，每一家的这个门框和门楣上。
And then after they did that, they were to go inside the household.
他们做了以后呢，要进到这个房子里面。
And they were to eat of the lamb while they were inside the household.
他们要吃这个羊羔羊和这个一些苦菜。
But in the process of doing this, they were not to break any of the lamb's bones.
他们做这个事情的时候呢，不能够折断羔羊的任何的骨头。
Now God said that if they would do this,
神呢告诉这些人，如果他们这样做呢
，When He came in judgment,
那当他来的时候，灭命的天使来的时候
，Wherever He saw the blood on the doorposts,
他看到有血在这个家每一家的这个门框上的时候
，He would pass over that household.
那神就会逾越那一家，不杀那一家的长子。
Judgment would not come on those in the house.
这个神的审判惩罚就不会临到那一家。
The firstborn child would live.
那一家的头生的儿子还会活着。
Because a lamb died.
因为啊，有一个羔羊死了。
Okay, now it's very important to understand that judgment only passed over that household.
大家很注意啊，注意到。这个神的审判不临到这个房子这一家呢有一个条件
The firstborn lived
也就这一家的长子
Only because the lamb died
能够存留下来不死唯一的一个条唯要有一个条件就是这个羊要杀羊的
That was because there was a substitute
这就是我们所说的这个替代的概念
The lamb,
替代那个长子
The lamb died in place of the firstborn child
所以这个羔羊呢，是替以色列人家的长子死的。
Now this is very very significant.
这个是一个非常重要的事情。
Because it tells us that a substitute could die in the place of a sinner.
因为这告诉我们呢，一个替代啊，可以为我们这些罪人死。
Now this is just one place in the Bible where this is explained to us.
这呢只是圣经里面的一个地方来解释这个替代的这个概念
Because the Bible tells us that this substitute of a lamb was not a sufficient substitute.
那么圣经在新约里面也解释说这个羔羊的替代呢是不够的。
It was only an animal.
因为这个羊啊牛啊只是一个动物。
An animal could not pay for the sin problem of a man.
这个羔羊的血呢是不足以来付我们犯罪的代价
It would take for man's sin problem to be taken care of it would have to take someone equal to him or greater than him
那如果要替这个罪人死了替罪人还债的话一定要有相跟这个罪人一样的一个主体来替代他
A lamb wasn't as great as a man
那这个羔羊呢只是一个预表它不足够的
And soWhere could man find a sufficient substitute?
那我们这些罪人在哪里来够发现一个充分的、充足的一个替代呢
？Well, remember way back when we started talking about the character of God?
那我们想一开始说的这个神的属性的时候
，We said that we saw that God is a caring God.
我们也提到神是一个慈爱的神
，And God cared for us humans that He created.
神呢、啊、很关心很爱他所造的这个人类
Even though we were sinners he still loved us
虽然我们是罪人神还爱我们
And so God provided a sufficient substitute.
所以神为我们预备了一个足够的、充足的替代。
He provided a substitute that would take care of that death problem caused by sin.
神要为我们预备这样一个替代来解决、来偿还我们犯罪的代价。
This is the way He provided it.
这就是神所预备的。
God Himself became a man.
那神自己呢？道成肉身，成为一个人。
He became the man Jesus Christ.
成为这个耶稣这样一个人。
He was the God-man. He was both God and man.
他既是神又是人，是神人。
He came to this earth and he lived for a little over 30 years.
他来到这个世界上啊，活了大约三十多年。
It was long enough for people to see that he was entirely perfect.
足够了让人看到他是一个人。
Jesus as the God-man was entirely without sin.
耶稣呢是一个神人，他是没有罪的，是纯洁无瑕的。
But he didn't come to earth just to live a perfect life so we could follow in his footsteps.
但是他来呢，不是要给我们简单的做一个榜样，让我们跟着他一样做一个榜样而已。
He came to earth for a specific reason.
他来呢有一个很特别的原因。
He came to the earth to die on a cross.
他来到这个世界上就是要去死在十字架上。
Now, why was that?
为什么会这样呢？
Well, remember,
我们记得
we have a big sin problem.
我们有一个很巨大的罪的问题。
And that sin problem, the Bible says, demands the death of the individual who is the sinner.
圣经告诉我们这个罪的问题啊，需要我们死的，的代价呢是死。
It's one reason we all die physically.
这也就是为什么我们所有的人从在肉体上都会死的这个原因吧。
Also shows us that we have a spiritual death problem.
但同时这也表明我们有一个属灵灵里的问题。
And one of God's laws goes like this.
神的一个律法是这样的。
The payment for sin is death.
也就是罪的这个代价，罪的工价是死。
And so when Jesus came to this earth,
所以耶稣来到这个世界上
He came to go to the cross
他来到世界上呢就要去上十字架
And he came to take my sin problem
他来呢是要把我的这个罪的问题都拿到他的身上去
Represented by this rotten rat
我们的这个罪的问题啊，正像这样一个烂的腐烂的老鼠一样
Jesus came to takeThe consequences associated with his sin upon himself.
主耶稣来呢，是要把我们的罪扛在他的身上。
Now he didn't become a sinner.
他不是一个罪人。
But he took the penalty associated with sin upon himself.
但是他把我们的罪呢，担当起来。
Remember the penalty, the hurt for breaking God's law was death.
记得前面说，这个违反神的律法的这个惩罚呢是死的。
Jesus took my sin upon himself on the cross.
主耶稣呢，承担我的罪，在十字架上承担我们罪人的罪。
And he died for my sin.
他为我的罪而死在十字架上。
Now, why did he do that?
为什么他这样做？
What was going on here?
发生了什么事情这里？
Let me explain.
我来解释一下。
Remember, the Israelites were to take a lamb.
大家记得以色列人呢，在旧约的时候要取这个羔羊。
Well, Jesus was called the Lamb of God.
而主耶稣呢，就是被称为是神的羔羊。
Remember, the Lamb had to be a male.
大家记得这个羔羊啊是公的。
Well, Jesus was a man.
主耶稣呢也是一个男性。
Remember, the Lamb had to be without blemish. You couldn't have it.
记得这个羔羊呢是完美无瑕的，无瑕疵的。
Couldn't have its wool coming off or have a broken leg.
他呀不会有断腿的或者是任何的问题
had to be perfect
是完美的一只羔羊
well Jesus was perfect he was without sin
那主耶稣呢也是完美的没有任何的罪
remember the lamb had to die by its blood being shed
那个羔羊呢要流血的被杀的
well Jesus shed his blood on the cross
那主耶稣呢也是流血死在十字架上
remember how the people that did this they went inside the house and they ate of the lamb
那些杀了羔羊把羔羊的血抹在门上的人呢，他要进到房子里面吃这个羔羊的肉。
But they were not to break any of its bones.
但是他们不能够折断羔羊的骨头。
Well, when Jesus was on the cross,
那主耶稣在十字架上的时候，
none of his bones were broken either.
他的骨头一根也没有折断。
They were going to break his bones.
我们看到。
But when they saw that he was already dead, they did not break his bones.
那些兵丁呢，本来是要打断他的骨头的，但是看到他已经死了，没有这样做。
What this pictured was this.
这样的一个图画是什么意思？
This pictured that if the Israelites followed what God said,
他告诉以色列人，如果他们像神所说的那样做，
when God came to bring judgment on the firstborn child,
那么当神来到埃及巡行要杀所有的长子的时候，
wherever he saw the blood applied,
当他看到有家门上有血，羔羊血的时候，
he would pass over that house,
他就会逾越那一家，不杀那家的长子。
Why would he do that?
他为什么那样做呢？
Because judgment had already come to rest on the lamb.
因为那个杀戮啊，那个惩罚已经临到羔羊了，那个替代物上了。
The firstborn lived because the lamb died.
每一家的头生的长子活了，是因为羔羊死了。
In the same way, the Bible tells us.
同样，圣经也是这样告诉我们。
That when God comes to judge us,
神呢要审判世人。
His judgment will pass over us.
但是呢，因为我们信耶稣，他的审判呢会逾越我们。
Because judgment has already come to rest on Jesus on the cross.
因为对我们的这个审判惩罚呢，已经落到了耶稣的身上。
He was the perfect, sinless Lamb of God.
耶稣呢是完美的神的羔羊。
Who died in our place as our substitute.
他为我们的罪而死，做我们的替代。
And his death was entirely sufficient to pay the sin debt of the entire world.
耶稣的死呢是完全充分的来偿付我们所犯的一切罪的代价。
Now, as I was in the taxi that day going from the airport over to the hotel,
那天我跟那个出租车司机一路聊的时候啊，
and the Laotian cab driver explained to me what God had done about sin. He explained to me that Jesus was our substitute.
那个出租车司机呢就给我解释说耶稣啊是我们罪的代价，替代。
He explained to me that Jesus had died in our place, so we would not have to face
that. 那他给我解释说耶稣啊是为我们的罪而死的，所以我们的问题得到解决。
Now we even talked about the fact that he illustrated the Passover lamb.
那我甚至跟他谈到啊，旧约里面说的这个逾越节的羔羊的事情。
Well, by this time we were actually pulling into the entrance way of the hotel.
聊到这个时候，我们已经啊，实际上到了那个酒店了。
But there was one more point that I wanted to make sure he was clear on.
但是我还有最后的一点的内容啊，想确信他知道。
He understood that the biblical God, what he was like, he was a holy God.
他很清楚啊，这个圣经所说的神是圣洁的。
He understood that we were helpless sinners.
他也理解人呢是一个没有盼望的罪人。
And he also understood that Jesus was the sufficient substitute for us.
他还理解啊，说耶稣是我们的一个充足足够的替代。
These things were clear in his mind.
这些事情在他头脑里很清楚。
And I thought, oh, maybe he's a Christian.
我当时想，哦，也许他是一个基督徒吧。
But I had one more point that I needed to make sure was clear.
但是我还有一点要确信。
And this is it.
第四点。是个人的信心。
I asked him, I said, well, you understand that there's a holy God.
我就跟他说，我说你理解啊，神是圣洁的。
And you understand that we've offended this God with our sin.
你也理解啊，我们得罪了这样一位圣洁的神。
You understand we're facing a death penalty because of our sin.
他也理解啊，我们是面对一个死亡的审判。
But you also understand that Jesus, the Lamb of God, died in our place.
他也理解，耶稣是神的羔羊，替我们而死。
He paid that death penalty.
耶稣为我们付了那个代价。
But how can you know for sure that He paid it for you?
但是你怎么能够知道耶稣啊付代价是为你付的呢？
And this taxi cab driver said,
啊，那这个司机啊，他说，
He says, that's the part I don't understand.
他说这个呢是我不理解的。
He says, I'm not clear how that kind of would apply to me.
他说我不太理解这个问题，为什么这个事情能发生跟我有关呢？
I said, would you like it to apply to you?
然后我就问他，我说你愿不愿意这个事情跟你有关联呢？
He says, oh yeah.
他说当然了。
He says, I don't understand how it works.
但他说我就是不明白这个事情怎么会发生在我的身上，是为我死的。
So I gave him a copy of the English edition of The Stranger on the Road to Emmaus.
所以呢我就给他一本英文的这本书。
I said, you've told me you like to read?
你跟我说你愿意这个读书吗？我给你一本书。
Why don't you read this book?
为什么不读一读呢？
And by that time he had unloaded my suitcases.
那个时候啊他已经啊开始啊因为车停到酒店了嘛把我的一个行李拿出来。
And we had, he thanked me for the book and he got in the car and he drove away.
他呢很感谢我给他一本书就开车离开。
The next morning, it was rather early.
第二天早上呢很早的时候
The phone in my hotel room rang.
我所待的那个酒店的那个房间呢，电话铃响。
I was a little concerned. I thought maybe something happens to my wife or children.
那我很担心，因为太早了，我就很担心怎么了，是不是什么事情发生在家里发生什么事情
？But no, it was the taxi cab driver. He was on the other end of the line.
不是，是那个开车的司机在电话的另一边。
I thought he was going to ask me, if he could take me back to the airport.
我以为啊他是在问我是不是我回去的时候再给我开车到机场。
But no, he said, John, I want to tell you something.
他说不是我想告诉你一些事情。
I wondered how he knew my name.
我想知道他怎么知道我的名字的。
I forgot it was on the book.
而且这个书上有作者的名字。
He says, I've been reading that book most of the night.
他告诉我，他说我整个晚上啊都在读你的这本书。
He says, I am not done.
我还没有读完。
But I believe I'm going to know the answer to my question.
但我相信呢，我已经找到了我的那个问题的答案。
Now, what is a personal faith?
那一个个人的这种信心是什么呢？这个概念。
There's a story we find in the Gospel of John, chapter 6.
我们在约翰福音的第六章呢有个故事
It's a story of a synagogue official who comes to Jesus in great distress
有一个会堂里面的一个管会堂的人呢来到耶稣面前
He is feeling entirely helpless
他觉得自己呢是没有盼望的
And his son is dreadfully sick
他的儿子呢是得病了很严重
And this synagogue officialHe begs Jesus.
这个管会堂的呢，他就求耶稣。
He asks Jesus, "Would you please heal my son?"
他说你愿不愿意治我的儿子
？And Jesus said, "No, his son wasn't present. His son was off in the house still."
他的儿子呢，没在那个地方，在另一个地方。
And Jesus says, "Go, your son is healed."
那主耶稣呢就告诉他说你回去吧你的儿子得救了是约翰福音的第四章的治好大臣的儿子吧
And the Bible says that the synagogue official went and this is what it says
圣经里面说啊这个大臣呢离开那个地方圣经怎么说呢
He took Jesus at his word and he went home
这里面呢圣经说啊那个人信耶稣所说的话就回去了
That's a good definition of personal faith
他信耶稣所说的话就是一个我们这里说个人信心的一个很好的定义
The Bible tells us that Jesus is the Lamb of God
圣经里面说耶稣是神的羔羊
He's died in our place He's paid for our sin
他替我们的死替我们死替我们付了罪的代价
The question is, will we take Jesus at his word?
问题是我们是不是信这个事情
Would we just believe what he says?
我们是不是相信耶稣所说的
Will we trust him?
我们会不会信任他？
Will we put our faith in him?
我们会不会把自己交托给他？
If we do,
如果我们愿意这样的话，我们这样做的话，
The Bible says that our sin debt has been paid.
那圣经说，你的罪呢就得到了。
And rather than dying and living forever in the lake of fire,
我们就不用啊，在地狱里面。
We will yes die because our bodies are sinful.
我们肉体还会死的。
But we will live forever in the presence of Jesus.
但是我们要永远的活在主的面前。
Because the Bible says that Jesus just didn't die on the cross.
因为主圣经里面说耶稣啊替我们死在十字架上。
He was placed in a tomb for 3 days.
他被放在埋葬的坟墓里面有三天的时间。
And then he had victory over death. He came back to life.
第三天他从死里面复活。
So that he could offer us eternal life.
他可以给我们永恒的生命。
Now that's the message that we want to have in mind.
这个呢就是我们的头脑里面要非常清楚的一个信息
as we are talking to people in our daily lives
也就是我们在跟别人传福音的时候分享福音信息的时候要头脑里清楚的信息
sometimes you may only have a few minutes
有的时候可能我们跟别人交谈只有几分钟的时间
and you wonder well where should I start
我们会想我们从哪里开始呢
well start with the Holy God
We can start from the Holy of Holies.
Just work on that area and try to make sure they understand what God is like.
We can just focus on this place, specifically to talk about God's
nature. You may only have a few minutes, and that's as far as you'll get.
You may not have more time, but this is a good start.
But if you can clarify that much,
but if you can clarify that much, but if you can
clarify that much, but if you can clarify that much,
那下面的余下的几点呢可能会慢慢的就呈现出来
As you begin to understand the holiness of God
因为我们是从神的圣洁开始
The sinfulness sin starts to make sense
然后呢从圣洁开始呢才看到我们是罪人呢是有意义的
And God may bring into that individual's life someone completely different
那可能我们跟他只讲了一点别人呢神会使用别人再跟他讲其他的信息
To help him understand the second step
可能使用别人来帮助这个人呢明白第二点
and the third step and the fourth step
甚至是第三点第四点
start with God's character
我们要从神的圣洁神的属性来开始
and if after a little while you see that they kind of got that clear in their mind then move on to the helpless sinner
我们跟他谈了一阵子以后呢发现他对第一点有了理解呢可以往下跟他讲继续讲
and you may not even get through the first one
我们有的时候可能也是没有时间讲完嘛。
You may recognize that no, they do not understand what the Bible says about the character of God.
可能我们也会想，哦，他对这个神的概念呢是不清楚的。
They think that God's a force.
他们会觉得神是一种力量。
They're all muddled up on their understanding of God.
他呢是以前的自己的世界观呢弄混乱了。
If that's true, then that's one of the purposes of this book.
如果是那样的话呢我们可以有这样一些书籍比如这本书啊来帮助他理解
Because many times I don't have too much time with a person
那很多时候我自己也是一样的没有更多的时间呢跟某一个特定的人在一起
I'll end this session with one story
那我最后再讲一个故事
I flew into Chicago
我有一次飞到这个芝加哥
I was speaking at Moody Bible Institute.
在穆迪的这个圣经神学院呢讲课。
And I was going to be there for a week.
我在那待一周的时间。
And we got on the airport shuttle to go over to where the rental cars are.
那我们呢从这个机场里面有这种 shuttle bus， 然后坐去到那个出租车的地方。
And there was just my wife and I on this big bus.
当时在这个 shuttle bus 里面只有我跟我太太
and so we were sitting near the front of the bus and we got in a conversation with the driver
然后我们就坐在这个公共汽车的前面呢跟这个司机啊又来谈话聊天
and so we were talking back and forth rather friendly
我们呢谈得很好
and as we got over to where the car rental was
那我们到了这个租车的地方 租车的地方
I said to him I said do you read at all
我就问这个司机说你读不读书啊
Oh yeah, he says, I like reading.
他说是啊我愿意读书
So I pulled out a copy of this book in English.
那我就拿了一本这个书的英文版呢。
And I says, here's a book about the Bible. It kind of goes as from an A to Z overview of the Bible.
这本书呢是讲圣经的，介绍这个圣经从一开始 A 到 Z 的，就从头到尾的讲圣经的。
And I gave it to him.
那我就把这个书给他。
He took it, he looked at it.
他拿这个书呢，看着书呢。
And I could tell, oh no, that's destined for the garbage can.
啊，我能够看到从他眼神里面呢，觉得这个人肯定回手就把书扔到垃圾堆里了。
I may have written, but I have to pay for these too.
我但 ，sorry。
I may have written, but I have to pay for them as well.
虽然我读了这个书呢，但是啊，要这样一本书呢，还是要花钱的，我自己也得花钱的。
So I really kind of felt sick about that.
哎呀，我当时觉得心里很不舒服。
But we came back a week later.
我们后来讲课完了一周之后回来。
And we checked in our car and got on another bus.
我们把这个租的车、啊、还过去，然后呢，也是坐那个 bus.
This shuttle bus was full of people.
这个车里面都是人，满了人。
Different bus driver.
那个司机呢是另一个司机了。
And we drove back over to the Chicago airport.
我们回到这个芝加哥的机场。
When we got to the airport, I told my wife, "You wait with our luggage on the curb, and I'll go get a cart, luggage cart."
我就告诉我太太，我说你在这等着，我去找一个那个盛行李的那个小车。
And so I came back out pushing a luggage cart.
我回来呢，拿了一个这个装行李的车。
By that time, everybody was off the bus and had gone.
那个时候啊，所有的人都下了那个公共汽车了。
But there was our luggage sitting on the curb.
那有一个行李啊，在那里放着，在那个路沿上放着。
And there was my wife talking to the bus driver.
那我太太呢？我看我太太跟那个司机啊，在谈话。
Now remember, he was a different bus driver than the first one.
我记得是另一个不一样的一个司机了。
But in his hand, he was holding a copy of the Stranger Book.
但是在这个司机的手里面呢，拿着那本书。
And it was all bent back, had a big bookmark sticking out of it.
那个书啊，一看呢，放了很多的书签在里面。
And as I come out of the airport pushing the cart,
我回来以后啊，把这个车推过来。
He looks over at me.
他呢，看到我。
And he says, "Thank you, thank you." And then he
said, 谢谢你，谢谢你。
Then he went and got on the bus.
然后就上了车了。
Drove away.
开车走了。
And I said to my wife, I said, "Where did you get that old book to give to him?"
我就问我太太，我说你在哪儿弄又弄了一本这个书给这个司机的。
She says I didn't give it to him.
我太太说不是我给他。
He told this story to her.
他就告诉这个故事。
As he was unloading our luggage off the bus,
他说啊，这个司机啊，把我们的行李都拿下车的时候
，He saw that we had a box, a carton of books.
他看到我们有一个。箱子装的书
and the label on the outside was the title of the book.
那个箱子上面呢有一个标签，标签呢就写这个书的名字了。
So after he'd unloaded all the luggage, he said to my wife, "Just wait for a moment."
他把这些行李都拿来以后，看到那个箱子，说稍等一下。
He went back on the bus and he brought out this book.
他回到这个车上呢，拿出这样一本书来。
He says, "Are you somehow connected with this?"
他说你是不是跟这本书有关系？
And she said, "Yes, my husband wrote that book."
然后我太太就说是我丈夫写的这本书。
Ah, he says, "Well, he says about a week ago."
他说这个司机说呢，大约一周以前。
He says, "I was sitting in the lunch room of the car rental business."
我在那个租车的那个地方呢休息。
And one of the drivers walked in with this book.
有一个另一个司机啊，开汽车的公共汽车的司机进来，拿着这本书。
He just kind of casually threw it onto the table.
他呢好像就是把这个书、啊、扔到那个桌子上。
He says, I picked it up and I looked at it.
他说我把这个书捡起来呢再来看这个书、啊。
He says, as I looked at what was written on the back,
然后看到书的后面。
He says, I thought, this really looks interesting.
这本书看起来很有意思。
So he said to the other driver, he says, "Can I borrow this book?"
他就跟另一个司机说我能不能借这个书读一读。
He says, "No, you can have it."
那个司机说不用读你就给你了。
He says, this is what he told my wife.
那个司机啊是这样告诉我太太的。
He says, I've been reading this book.
他说我啊一直在看这本书。
He was about halfway through it.
这一周来一直看这本书，看了一半了。
And he says, I am finding answers to questions I've had all my life.
我从这本书里面呢，找到了我这一辈子的好多的问题的答案。
Now, you may find yourself in situations.
你自己呢，可能有的时候会遇到这样的情况。
Where you don't have enough time to go through all four of these.
也就是你没有时间呢，跟别人把这个信息都说清楚。
You only may help clarify the first one a little bit.
可能你只有一点点时间讲第一点。
But you can take this and say, are you a reader?
但是你可以拿这个书呢，问你愿不愿意读书，可以送他一本书。
May I give it to you as a gift?
可不可以我送你一个礼物？
And we get stories from all over the world of people who've done that.
我们看到这个世界上啊，全世界有很多这样类似的故事发生。
That's one reason why William translated this book.
这也是啊，威廉为什么要翻译这本书的一个原因。
Thank you very much for how well you've listened this morning.
感谢大家。